Barcelona rally, celebrating 100th anniversary of the Russian revolutionized Queer Revolutionaria. The international rally on the 19th of July organized by IRA and the CWI was a huge success. More than 600 workers, youth, and activists from both organizations and the wider left packed the main hall of the Cotxeres de Sants, Barcelona. There was an electric atmosphere, in defense of the October 1917 revolution and Marxist internationalism. Speakers were Anna Gusha, the general secretary of the Sindicato de Estudiantes, SE, Students' Union, Paul Murphy, Solidarity TD, MP, in the Irish Republic, Juan Ignacio Ramos, general secretary of IS Queer Revolucionaria, Peter Taff, general secretary of the Socialist Party, and Kshama Sawant, socialist alternative counselor in Seattle, USA. In 2 hours they covered a broad scope of issues from the October Revolution to the class struggle today. All of the speakers emphasized the extraordinary legacy of Bolshevism, the ideas of Lenin and Trotsky, and their relevance in the fight for a socialist world today. The banner of the October Revolution is for us a guide to action. When the workers and youth of Russia took power, they showed in deeds, and not only in speeches, that it really is possible to change reality and bring down capitalism. There were also references to the collapse of the USSR and the Stalinist regimes in Eastern Europe, which gave way to a vicious capitalist counter-revolution. At that time, capitalists internationally cried victory, and the leaderships of the traditional left organizations, the old communist parties and social democracy, as well as the trade unions, turned sharply to the right and accepted the creed of neoliberalism. But in the middle of the storm of reaction, and of abandonment of struggle, Marxists resisted. We knew that the apparent triumph of capitalism would be temporary, and that a new crisis would dispel all illusions capitalism. All speakers underlined how, starting 10 years ago, world capitalism is living through its worst recession since 1929. Conditions determine consciousness, as Karl Marx said. The crisis accelerated all the processes of the class struggle, and led to an upturn in struggle. The consciousness of millions of workers, and especially youth, has advanced, together with social polarization. Capitalism has been thrown into a period of uncertainty and pessimism. But the experience of these years has also shown that, if we want real change, rhetoric and speeches are not enough. The example of Greece is conclusive. Left party Syriza and its leader Tsipras had the backing of the working people. But Tsipras lacked a revolutionary policy, accepted the logic of the capitalist system, and capitulated shamelessly to the Troika, group of capitalists, applying its austerity. Kshama Sawant explained the work of Socialist Alternative in Seattle, the successful campaign for $15 an hour, and the big mobilizations built, together with others, against Trump's reactionary policies. Kshama explained how to use an elected position to raise the level of organization and consciousness. The same applies to Paul Murphy in the struggle against water charges, which provoked a brutal response by the state. However, the Socialist Party, CWI in Ireland, organized with others a mass campaign against the criminalization of protest, which managed to defeat this attack, and achieve a not guilty verdict for all defendants in the biggest political trial for a generation. Peter Taff explained the main ideas of Bolshevism, underlining the importance of the existence of a revolutionary party to transform society completely. This is the central task of the epoch, building revolutionary parties all over the world, through patient intervention in the class struggle, and in the new political phenomena which arise as a consequence of the crisis of the system, and of social democracy. Anna Gusha focused on the key role of young people in all the events we have seen in Spain. The children of the crisis see that this system has nothing to offer them. They have been the spinal column of the social rebellion which has held the minority Popular Party government in check. School strikes. Anna explained how the Sindicato de Estudiantes has played a leading role in this battle with 25 general strikes in schools and universities against the government, which is the inheritor of Francoism. Millions of youth want a deep and radical change, but this change cannot be achieved by respecting the logic of capitalism. This is why the SE defends the ideas of Marxism and Bolshevism. Borja Latour and Juan Ignacio Ramos both spoke in defense of the right of self-determination in Catalonia. For I, the Catalan people, have the right to decide, and this should not be conditional on the state accepting it. This right must be won by mobilization and mass struggle. We cannot subordinate ourselves to the Catalan bourgeoisie, right-wing nationalists like PDE Cat, who are champions of cuts and repression. We fight for a socialist Catalonia, a socialist republic, to unite the forces of the workers and youth of Catalonia with those of the rest of the Spanish state, to win real democracy, which can only be socialism. The rally finished with an emotional singing of the Internationale in various languages by more than 600 people, ending a deeply red and internationalist event.